like the Artemis program or like what Dragon is doing. They'll be landing on land. So now, this again was supposed to go up, look like in September. But now they've shifted it up a couple of months earlier. So we'll see. They canceled one of the Space Force satellite missions, one of the many that they send up that they were going to use on an Atlas V, canceled that, or actually delayed it. Now that will maybe get shifted to September or something. Right now it's officially canceled. But they're going to, you know, launch this Starliner mission again. And again, it's not going to be crewed because the last one failed. They need to successfully dock with the space station. Spend, you know, a week or two up there and then have this unmanned vehicle come back and, again, land in New Mexico successfully. After that, then they'll get the okay to send crews up. They're going to start it. Originally, they're going to start with a crew of three and eventually a crew of four. So I think, I wouldn't be surprised, they haven't said anything, why this was shifted from September, you know, to an earlier time. I don't know. I think that they really want to make sure that they have the capability of sending astronauts to and from that space station properly. They're doing good with Dragon. But with all the problems with the Russians and all, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they're saying to themselves, you know, Dragon is very reliable so far. They keep sending up crews and bringing them back. They've done it a couple times already. So, you know, let's get that redundancy back, you know, with the way we planned. You know, if there's something that goes wrong with Dragon for some reason, at least we'll have now Starliner. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the reason for it. They didn't give a reason. They just said the Space Force mission by Atlas is canceled, and this thing is now shifting up to an early time, no more September. So I'm glad to see that anyway. Any comments or questions? WS2N. Nothing hard. Anyway, we're coming to a grinding halt here. We got 11:03 and 3:03 on my UTC clock. Thank God for UTC clocks. I don't have to change them. That my atomic clock. I don't have to change them as well. We're gonna turn it over to you, Roy. Tomorrow we'll get on radio on these repeaters with the Club InfoNet, followed by George with the Swaps and Shop, and that's always followed by Newsline, which I like listening to. AC2GS, WS2N, for the SpaceNet Report for the TechNet. Back to you, Will.
AC2GS, thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet Report. Thank you for all that you do for the technical net, and thank you for all that you do for the Club. I have a UTC clock also right above my computer monitor. It's also a 12-hour clock, so I always have to change the that part of it, and the UTC part goes with it, so I still end up having to adjust it. But I do like automated atomic clocks that set themselves. That's very nice. Let me drop for a sec. Okay, let me remind everyone again, if you want to reach me for either mailbag questions, topics for discussion, puzzles, or to contact Paul about some space-related story to comment on, my email address is mailbag@ac2gs.com. Paul's is spacenetreport@gmail.com. The link page is up 24/7, a lot of interesting articles, the picture that Paul cited for the SpaceNet report, and a whole bunch of other stuff is available. The link page is at, just type into your browser, roy.ac2gs.com, and we have an audio stream of the W2VL repeater. Type your browser, technet.ac2gs.com, and that'll give you the feed, the audio feed to the repeater. And, of course, keep in mind my KC2NJI's amateurradio.tv archive of all the technical nets that go as far back as September of 2006. There's been over a million visitors. Make it 1,000,001. Let me drop for one more second thing. I just don't want to time out this thing again today. I already did it at the beginning. I want to thank everyone who participated tonight. Once again, it's you guys that make or break TechnicalNet. I'm sure people don't want to just hear me doing soliloquies. I've been known to fall into some Shakespearean soliloquies in my time, but thankfully not on the TechnicalNet. So I thank every single person who asked a question or helped with a question or made a comment and participated. It's very important. Participation kind of keeps this thing running. I want to close tonight a Daylight Savings Time edition of the Limark Technical Net. Similar to all the others, Dick, K2RIW, used to end the net with a suggestion of be kind to each other. This has always been a good piece of advice. It certainly is a very good piece of advice these days. We live in dangerous, dangerous times. War, pestilence, all kinds of nasty things. They're downright biblical. As a matter of fact, if you go to my link page, I pulled out a quote that I particularly like. It's called Hanlon's Razor, and it's sort of my response to everyone with a conspiracy theory. Hanlon's Razor goes, never attribute to malice that which is adequately explained by stupidity. And I think those are words to live by, personally. But I leave it to you to decide whether or not they have any value. I thank you all again. I wish you well, a safe week, a good week. And I hope you come back next Sunday night and join me when we try and do this all over again at 8 p.m. So this is Alpha Charlie 2 Golf Sierra, AC2GS, and formally closing the net, and I am clear.